There are lots of messages out there. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll share some messages in the form of stories. The framework is sobering, but the moments within, they're the fingerprints of God in places like the Caucasus, India, and Europe. A new report suggests that the Islamic State is now recruiting from the Caucasus, Central Asia, and Indonesia. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakuba confirms it, adding,
autonomous regions or provinces who are under the Russian Federation or Russian umbrella are like North Ossetia, South Ossetia. We're talking about Kabardino-Balkaria, Dagestan, but especially Chechnya.
So ISIS is targeting young people specifically because they're the most idealistic.
When they see that Russia is positioning itself as a supreme nation, you know, and fighting against the rest of the world for values, you know, against Western influence, they find that probably fighting for radical Islam that is presenting some moral values.
And that's why their Schools Without Walls program is effective. It counters the message of destruction.
We're really praying and equipping, providing resources for young evangelical leaders to reach out to their peers, to reach out to their communities with the gospel and offer the truth that God provides.
So yes, ISIS is expanding its reach, but hope remains. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
The Islamic State is turning Muslims toward something else. They're looking for other options, and into that is coming the gospel message, and we see Muslims really hungry for Jesus. That's another piece of good news behind all the bad news of the Islamic State.
It's a reminder to keep our eyes on the cross and keep praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. Nettleton says the Islamic State's call to war is now being preached at mosques in 19 countries or regions.
The more people who have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State, then the more people who are violently opposed to the gospel, they're violently opposed to the church.
So would you pray with us?
Ask God for many more Sauls in the Islamic State, to come to know Jesus Christ personally and become missionary apostles.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We've got another story about what's going on in India. Three bills recently passed in the state of Manipur, but now they're stirring up trouble. See, each one of those bills promises to save the culture and tradition of the indigenous people. But according to World Watch Monitor, Christian tribes believe it'll open doors to ostracism. Protests and violence have already broken out between believers and Hindus, so right now your prayer is vital. Pray for God's peace and understanding to come over believers and Hindus in that state. And for many believers, it's hard to imagine what it's like facing religious discrimination. It may even be harder to imagine never considering salvation a possibility. Junia, a gospel worker in Europe with Pioneers USA, explains a conversation she had with one woman.
Her dad was actually a Bosnian Muslim, and her mom was a Croatian Catholic, and we had a conversation at the very beginning of it. She said that she felt like she had to make a decision between being Catholic or being Muslim.
A continent that boasts beautiful churches and where most people claim to be Christians may not seem like it's in need of the gospel.
There's a lack of understanding in the missions world as far as the opportunities and the needs in Europe. And I heard a quote from a friend of mine that's actually another person that's on the field. And he says that there are two places to die of thirst. One is in the desert and the other is in the ocean. And then Europe is the spiritual ocean of the missions world.
How do you touch people in an area where violence is nothing new? Operation Mobilization, or OM, says you do it through sports. They're reaching teenagers with a soccer program and already are seeing a difference. 85 kids have joined and are asking for advice and information about Jesus. Do you like what you heard on today's broadcast? Well, you can do something about it. We've got links and everything at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every day. You can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.